Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh, I got an email here that I'm going to need your help on.
Okay.
We were talking about game shows. And so I got an email from the Equitable Bank inbox from Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Eric said the following. I was lucky enough to be picked at the Bozo show 30-some years ago in Chicago. I'm going to stop there. What's that?
Bozo the Clown. He hosted a Saturday morning, I guess it would be classified as like a variety show.
A variety show?
Yeah.
And so there were games that they played?
Yeah, most famously the grand prize game where you tried to throw a ping pong ball in six or seven buckets that were further away from each other.
That
as you
tracks.
Were.
So stay with me here. So one of our listeners, Eric, was selected for that show. He says, I didn't get to play the game. I did not get to play the game where you throw the ball into the bucket, but I did get to play a game where you had a big wooden fork and pushed a lemon across the room into a little bucket.
Okay.
The kid in front of me continuously told Bozo that he needed to go to the bathroom during a commercial break, and Bozo said there are no options like a blow dryer and sweatpants, and that he had to stay there and play the game. You can still watch the video and see the kid's pants start to dry and slowly make a big wet circle. The kid was so embarrassed, and they made him continue to play the game. I had to go behind him. Our team lost and won a cake from a local store and a set of wire cleaners that you can play with.
Wire
cleaners? Like the wire cleaners, like the pipe cleaners. Is that
okay?
I think that's what he's talking about. What's happening here? Kid peed his pants.
I just picture
and
Bozo
the Clown said, hell no, you can't go to the bathroom.
I just picture Bozo smoking a heater during the commercial break going, eh, tough break, kid.
He definitely had a thick accent. Suck it up. We all got problems.
You know, I remember that show airing on WGN, so in my head, it all took place in Chicago.
Yeah,
so.
But he had to have an accent. Mm-hmm. He had to. Speaking of game shows. Mm-hmm. Found this out this morning. So last night we crowned our winner of The Bachelor.
That's right, we did.
Mm-hmm. My wife was very excited about it. She was Team Daisy, but Daisy did not win.
I saw this. I read this. I heard about this. I woke up and I said, I did not take note of The Bachelor finale. Let me go to Mrs. Happer's Twitter account.
She seemed okay with the way it all went down.
Okay.
So that was good. She wasn't mad about it or anything like that. But the winner of The Bachelor was Kelsey. Yeah, right. She got engaged to Joey, who was Joey Grazzati.
Ooh, there's a name.
That's a great name. His name, of course, is Joey with the last name Grazzati. So Kelsey was the winner. And somebody noticed that when they panned to her and her family during the live portion of last night's finale of The Bachelor, that they recognized a semi-familiar face. And that was the face of former Nebraska football player Matthew Anderson, who just so happens to be Kelsey Anderson's brother. She won The Bachelor last night, and her brother is former Nebraska football player Matthew Anderson, who, he was in the class of 2020, he transferred out I believe he plays it or played at Louisiana, which is where they're from originally, that area. So there you go. There's your local connection to The Bachelor.
Wow. How great is that?
Matthew Anderson came into Nebraska in the class of 2020. And I believe that would have been the same class. Let me pull it up here. Nebraska's class of, 2019, which would have been the same class as guys like Wandale Robinson, Nick Henrich. They were roommates with Bryce Benhart.
Oh.
And I think somehow Bryce Benhart's still on the team, right? He still has some eligibility left?
Probably.
Is he going to be there this year? I don't know. But there you go. There's your semi-local Nebraska football connection to pop culture in The Bachelor last night.
I mean,
I'm sure you're very excited about this, Josh.
It's in the graphic. It's in the lower third, from Rose Ceremony to Rose Bowl. This is the thing that's going to get Nebraska to the Rose Bowl. That's,
I can't believe you made a graphic for this.
It was a topic on the sheet, Connor.
It was a topic on the sheet. I write all my thoughts down
the
sheet.
Like the producers of The Price is Right, have to be prepared for every possible contingency.
Even if the host pees his pants.
That's right. I'm ready.
Or if the producer upchucks.
Upchucks in the middle of a show. I'll be ready.
I see there were people asking you as you were sitting behind the Turner cameras this weekend in Omaha. Believe good friend Dave Fite asked, what would it take to get you to recreate the now infamous Josh is puking while random Mike is calling scene from the from the show sans about a year and a half ago?
I don't know. It would have taken a lot. I would have gotten Tom's Reese's socks dirty. Every night that man had different Reese's socks on.
Who? Oh, Tom McCarthy?
Yeah.
He had Reese's socks?
Reese's, yeah.
It's odd. Was he?
One night it was Reese's Pieces.
He's got an endorsement deal with Reese's?
I'm betting they just were like, here, have some socks.
They were giving away socks. That is one of the things they do at March Madness. Yeah. They throw the socks out.
That was really weird. I thought
they're like, here, cheerleaders, take these socks and chuck them into the stands.
People went crazy for those socks.
That'd be a great gift. I would like March Madness socks.
Yeah. They looked like nice, thick, cushiony socks. Couple times the cheerleaders couldn't make it into the front row, and Gary and I had to, here you go.
And toss them back.
Yeah.
I just, if you could have just maybe like found a tall trash can that everybody could kind of see behind the table and just snuck it over to you, and then, you didn't have to do the full fake puking. You could have just said,
It's right there. It's right there.
And that would have been an all-time show moment. That would have been an all-time show moment.
I said this, right? I knew in my heart of hearts that I could have gone viral very easily, and I chose not to.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NCAA tournament, one more story here before we take a break. So Jack Gaulke is in the news again.
He is.
So Thursday, he smokes 10 threes against Kentucky and sends them packing. Bye-bye. Saturday, he made probably, six or seven more. And went into overtime with Mr. Burns and NC State, lost in the NCAA tournament. Monday, he gets a Buffalo Wild Wings deal. Hey, I sent the game to overtime. You can check out the Buffalo Wild Wings overtime thing. Just go to this link on Twitter. Tuesday, or I guess it was probably Monday night, the story started to emerge about how Jack Gaulke wanted to keep the basketball from the game where he ripped 10 threes against Kentucky, and they said, no, thank you.
That's property of the National Collegiate Athletics Association.
Now, there's only so many of those bright orange basketballs, Josh. I know what people think about this. They're like, wow, the NCAA, they just cannot get anything right. But think about this, Josh. I am going to both sides this. I'm taking the NCAA side, actually. I understand that you want the basketball, and it's a great moment in NCAA tournament lore. And after a period of time, like, you can get a commemorative. I mean, there's so many pictures of you. You have the moment. You have all the shoes that you wore. You have the uniform that you wore. Like, you have everything you could ever want. But Jack Gaulke decided that he wanted the game ball, and he passed that along to the Oakland people. And to that, the NCAA said, no. You have so many people and teams that are operating in that arena, in that building. There's only two racks of basketballs. There's probably one extra rack. That's all. And there's everything is laid out. Every basketball has its own plan, right? This is on this rack. It's used during this time, and it's used by this group of people. I'm okay with the NCAA not giving them the ball. I'm fine with it. I don't think it's a weird. I don't think this is an example of the NCAA, you know, of us having to go to the NCAA and be like, "Well, there goes the NCAA greed. They're at it again. They can't just give the kid the ball." Like, no, that's such an odd precedent. Then every March hero we could ever have, he gets a basketball for it that they played within the game, and then all of a sudden by the end of the weekend, you're out of basketballs? No.
I'd like to read from a website my rebuttal.
Go for it.
Basically, March Madness is the NCAA's bread and butter. In 2022-2023, college athletics governing body earned $1.28 billion in revenue. I'm on Dick's Sporting Goods website, and a basketball costs $100.
Oh, Josh. You know, but you only have so many basketballs, right? You only have so many.
Yeah, and you should give them to the children.
But then what happens if one guy makes one shot and he's like, I want the basketball?
There's no...
So what's the... What's the precedent? What's the borderline?
Tell Oakland, hey, we're going to take this to a board of review, and then, yes, give the kid a basketball. So that way, when one kid who's like, hey, I was a bench player for Drake, and we went one and done in the tournament, but I made a
shot.
He's
not allowed to?
No, absolutely not.
So then we're putting accomplishments up against other accomplishments.
Yes. That's what sports is.
I'm Team NCAA. No basketball for Jack Golke. He already has all of the memories, all of the pictures, all the TV time, all the NIL deals. He himself, I know the NCAA is worth $2 billion, but he himself is profiting massively off of his run in the NCAA tournament. Josh, can't the NCAA, this is a bad precedent to set, by the way, can't the NCAA make the argument that he is actually, his profile is enhanced and he is profiting off of the NCAA, and that the NCAA should take him to court and say, how can you do this? You are making money off of the March Madness name.
That's right, Connor. He's the NCAA's property. That's right, Connor. Let's set that precedent. Good thing Jack Golke's white.
That is a good thing. I wouldn't have made that argument probably. Bayamon writes in on YouTube.
Hi, Bayamon.
Connor Happer hates student athletes. Got it. No, I love student athletes. I love Jack Golke. I just don't think he needs a basketball. He's got plenty of basketballs.
In 3 years.
Why are we making a big deal about him and not having the basketball?
In 3 years, when he's a dentist, he could have that ball up on the shelf in his office.
Instead, he'll just have a gigantic picture of him. That's better.
What's a picture?
There is me. I smoked 10 threes against Kentucky on national television. Would you like to watch it? I have it queued up on YouTube.
All the time. I got John Calipari fired.
Yeah.
Little old me.
You don't need no basketball, Jack Golke. That's okay. You got your chicken wings. We're up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.